fully vaccinated Sioux residents, with proof of vaccination, eager to shop and dine in Sioux, Michigan once the Canada-U.S. border opens to non-essential travel for Canadians on Monday, November 8, will still have to undergo a PCR test, or similar test, for COVID-19 before returning to Canada. Antigen tests, often called rapid tests, are not accepted. Other molecular, non-PCR tests are accepted. Information on the types of tests accepted at the border is available online. The mandatory pre-arrival molecular COVID-19 test must include the following information to be accepted: traveler name and date of birth, name and civic address of the laboratory, clinic, facility that administered the test, the date on which the test was conducted, the type of test conducted, the test result. All travelers entering Canada must submit their information into Arrive Can, app or website, within 72 hours before arrival to Canada, including pre-arrival COVID-19 molecular test result, travel and contact information, 14-day travel history, quarantine plan, if required, vaccination information, for fully vaccinated travelers, and COVID-19 symptom self-assessment. PCR tests can be pricey, costing between $150 and $300 according to national media sources. The cost of PCR testing has prompted some tourism groups and U.S. politicians to call on Ottawa to drop the costly requirement, seen as a deterrent to Canadians wishing to cross the border. Regardless, the federal government isn't planning to drop the PCR test rule anytime soon. Our current testing regime that exists for both land and air crossings will remain the same at this time, Sioux MP Terry Sheehan's office replied in an email received Wednesday. As the COVID situation and international travel requirements remain fluid, officials and experts will continue to evaluate the measures in place and make necessary adjustments as required. As evidence evolves and new data is available, we will continue to follow the guidance of public health officials, Sheehan's office stated. Travelers eligible to enter Canada, including those who enter by right, i.e., Canadian citizens, permanent residents, and persons registered under the Indian Act, and foreign nationals who are fully vaccinated, continue to be required to have a negative pre-arrival COVID-19 molecular test result taken no more than 72 hours before the scheduled departure time of their flight to Canada, or no more than 72 hours before their entry into Canada if arriving by land or water, states the federal government on its website. These requirements were posted on the government's website September 3, the rules effective September 7. Since then, testing requirements have not changed, Health Canada responded in an email. All travelers, regardless of their vaccination status, are still required to provide evidence of a valid molecular COVID-19 test result from a test taken within 72 hours of boarding a flight to Canada or crossing at a land border. For short trips that are less than 72 hours, Canadian citizens, people registered under the Indian Act, permanent residents and protected persons traveling to the United States are allowed to take their pre-entry molecular test before they leave Canada. If the test is more than 72 hours old when they re-enter Canada, they will be required to get a new pre-entry molecular test in the United States. Furthermore, final determination of entry eligibility and quarantine requirements is made by a government official at the border based on the information presented at the time of entry into Canada, Health Canada wrote. As for the cost of PCR tests, Health Canada replied it has no role in setting their cost nor their points of sale. A Meyer Pharmacy representative in Sioux, Michigan said the pharmacy is offering COVID-19 tests free of charge, for now at least, but it should be noted those tests are not PCR tests, but nucleic acid amplification tests, NAAT. NAAT tests are not as intrusive as PCR tests. The Canadian government website says the NAAT test is an accepted molecular test. You should check with the provider to see how quickly you'll get the results. On the American side, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, has stated the U.S. will welcome travelers at land crossings as long as they're fully vaccinated against COVID-19. CBP says travelers entering by land won't have to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test, but should still be prepared to verbally attest to their vaccination status and provide proof of vaccination documents upon request. Sioux Today received the following update from Canada Border Services Agency, CBSA, late Thursday. Fully vaccinated travelers, arriving by land or air, who are eligible to enter Canada and who comply with specific criteria are not required to quarantine or complete a day 8 test. These travelers must complete the mandatory pre-arrival molecular COVID-19 test and submit their mandatory information, including their digital proof of vaccination, in English or French using ArriveCan. The pre-arrival test must be taken no more than 72 hours before the scheduled departure time of their flight to Canada, or no more than 72 hours before their entry into Canada if arriving by land or water. The pre-arrival test requirement, and any associated costs, is the traveler's responsibility. Travelers must also retain a copy, paper or electronic, of their vaccination documentation and the originals of any certified translations for verification at the border, if required, and for 14 days following their entry to Canada. Fully vaccinated travelers who are eligible to enter Canada are also subject to random mandatory on-arrival testing. This is implemented at select airports and land border crossings. Unvaccinated or partially vaccinated travelers who are eligible to enter Canada must continue to follow pre-arrival, arrival and day 8 molecular COVID-19 testing requirements, and quarantine for 14 days. Travelers eligible to enter Canada include those who enter by right, Canadian citizens, permanent residents and persons registered under the Indian Act, as well as foreign nationals who are eligible for entry. All foreign nationals, including U.S. citizens, must meet all entry requirements before being authorized to enter Canada. Before heading to the border, travelers should get informed and understand their obligations by ensuring their eligibility to enter Canada and following the Entering Canada Requirements Checklist. Additionally, the Government of Canada has a website to assist travelers in finding out if they can enter Canada and, if able to enter, what their public health obligations are at Find Out If You Can Enter Canada. So what happens if you return from the States with a COVID-positive test result? All Canadian citizens cannot be refused entry. Thus, if they returned with a positive test result, they would just be subject to quarantine. As of November 8, Canadians entering at the port of entry are required to input their arrival details on the ArriveCan app, be fully vaccinated, and have a molecular test result, positive or negative. If they comply with these requirements, they will not be subjected to any penalties, Sue MP Terry Sheehan's office told Sue Today.